This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, 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 welcome. Hour number two off and running. So glad you're with us. Man, what a big show we've got tonight, and what a great first hour we had. Dr. Gina Loud and Joe Borelli, if you missed any of it, go back and get the podcast. You can get the audio podcast at anywhere you get audio podcasts. Just look for Kevin McCullough on Spotify, the biggest platform, Apple, the second biggest, Amazon, the third largest, Google Play. You can get them. You can get it anywhere. We're everywhere. Just look for Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough by tonight's date, the 23rd of July, and you will be able to find hour one. If you want to rewatch the telecast, or maybe watch it for the first time, maybe you didn't know we were on television, you can watch us live each week on Biz TV, on over-the-air television across the country, some 66 markets, and they also stream on BizTV.com. You can see it there. And then there's over-the-top television. Now, this is the new kind of thing in TV. It's called over-the-top, OOTT. And there's a lot of these networks that are in play. You've got Real America's Voice. I appear on Dr. Gina's show every Monday on her show there. My colleague at the Salem News Channel, Charlie Kirk, pardon me, has his broadcast there on Real America's Voice. But there's a bunch of others, and they've all gone by way of just going over the top via the web and saying, we're going to deliver this way instead of buying satellite time and transmitter costs and all the rest of it. Anyway, we're glad to be part of the Salem News Channel lineup. Love this network. And they also archive the show along with pulling off some highlights for us each week. So if you want to go back and get the media's portions or you want to watch the entire show in its entirety, you can go back to SalemNewsChannel.com. And they've got it under the Radio Night Live banner. It's easy to find. I hope that you will check it out. Now, we've got a big show yet this hour. You know that this is the hour that we put the Ladies Lounge in. If you're just joining us, a number of years ago, I said, you know what? There's a lot of male perspective in the world of talk radio. Wouldn't it be nice to get the other half of the conversation involved? And so tonight, in the Ladies Lounge, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, you know her as one of the Fox News Medical All-Stars. She weighs in on everything under the sun on the news channel. But most importantly, she's got some really important thoughts about public health. And as we saw today, and I can go to this story real quick, the WHO today declared a monkeypox global health emergency. This was how the Fox News Channel put it up on their website. WHO declares monkeypox a global health emergency. Now look at the subtitle. The monkeypox virus has killed 5 people. In fact, while the WHO is declaring that monkeypox is a global health emergency all over the globe, they've only got 16,000 people that have contracted it. Now, back to me here for a second on this. Friends, you also need to know something very truthful about the monkeypox problem. It is not something that normal people doing normal things are going to get. I'm trying to be discreet in how I'm describing this. Normal people doing normal things, not going to get it. Now, if you happen to go to a rager that is all populated by very promiscuous gay men, you might get it. That's where a lot of the 16,000 people have gotten it. But if you're not involved in that kind of behavior, going to wild ragers with promiscuous gay men, you're probably not going to get it. And if you do get it, and I'll ask Dr. Sapphire about this, There's some great medicines that we have. It's only killed five people because we have such good medicine for it. It's not even a new virus. So it's kind of, I don't know. When I saw that headline, put it back on the screen for a second there, Nick. There's just something this close to COVID and this close to the next election. That when I saw that headline, and I've been following it very carefully. What is monkeypox? How is it being transmitted? Who's getting it? I've been following all of this quite carefully on the air. So for the WHO, who, by the way, stabbed us in the back when it came to COVID, right? So they took China's side. They didn't say anything critical about where the virus came from. Totally carried China's water. Now they're the ones that are telling us, oh, monkeypox. Got to be careful of the monkeypox. But then you go and you look at the actual data. If you're not a gay man going to wild ragers with promiscuous other gay men, and don't send me your hate mail. I'm not saying all gay men are promiscuous. But if you're having sex in public with other men at a rager, you're promiscuous. That's what it is. By definition, you would be promiscuous. And if you think that's an insult, change your behavior. Don't come at me. But if you're not engaged in that kind of behavior, the chances of you getting this are, and the chances of dying, well, they've had five deaths in 16,000 infections so far. What is that? I think that is one of those percentages that is too small for them to even consider it quantifiable. So having said that, the monkeypox declared a national health emergency today by the WHO. Now, will the Biden administration kowtow to this and be, oh, we've got a monkeypox outbreak and we've got to get it all fixed? Well, listen to Dr. Sapphire and I. We're going to talk about it. I'll ask her all the right questions, and I hope that we can get to that. Now, there's another big headline. Put the Jill Biden picture up there, Nick. The first lady, poor Jill Biden. Home wrecker. I mean, babysitter. I mean, what? I forget. She was 15 when she started, you know, hanging out with creepy Joe, hair sniffing Joe. By the way, I didn't pull this for tonight, but there's this great meme of all the pictures of him sniffing all the hair of the women in the United States Senate, and just be aware, he'd probably go back to that way of life trying to get over COVID to see if his smell has come back yet. You know, he's going to be like, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, darling. Good. Good for you. But anyway, back to Jill. Jill Biden, the homewrecker. I mean, the babysitter. I mean, the woman who, I don't know, had a weird relationship with a married senator at a very young age. Anyway, she's in a Democratic state today. She's in Connecticut, and you see the headline, mercilessly heckled at an ice cream shop, people calling out, your husband is the worst. Now, in the story, go ahead and put the story stuff up there, Nick, because this is even more interesting. Your husband is the worst president we've ever had, and you owe us gas money, shouted at Dr. Jill Biden as she walked into the, I don't know how you say that, Aruthisa Farms Ice Cream in New Haven, Connecticut. And, of course, right on cue, the man says, he's the worst ever and you owe us gas money. And she says, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you. Did a little wave. And a second heckler then shouted, well, I'm not going to repeat what they said. They said, you really don't, you're not a very nice person. But this is in a blue state, right? So this is in a state that supported him, got him elected, put him in the White House. And they're saying he's the worst ever, and they're owed gas money. This is what tells me, friends, that November is going to be very interesting. Because everybody can see for themselves that we are paying what we are paying for gasoline right now because we're not producing our own energy. We're not drilling for our own oil. We're not recouping our own natural gas. And as the scientists have discovered and told us in the last two decades, We're sitting on more oil and natural gas than we've ever sat on in the history of our country. We had so much of it, in fact, during the Trump era, that he was actually able to not only take care of all of Americans. Remember the day when you paid $1.89 a gallon for gas? That was just 2 years ago. That wasn't like, you know, in the 70s. That was like 2 years ago. Now it's $4 or $5 a gallon in some places. But here's the thing. We could do that again. But the worst president ever, according to the citizen of New Haven, Connecticut, has decided to declare war on your ability to have energy to supply for your life. And if you're going to make gas that expensive, that's going to be built into the price of everything else. So everything, lumber, groceries, diapers, whatever, cleaning products, it's all going to go up. And that's why you don't have as much money in your pocket today as you had 2 years ago. And the old guy in the White House doesn't seem to care. That's too bad. All right, coming up, we've got a big hour left in the second hour of Radio Night Live. Dr. Nicole Sapphire will be here. And a little bit later from the Federalist, Margo Cleveland. And hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us and so thankful to be able to welcome back Nicole Sapphire, who came into our lives about a year and a half ago doing the Wellness Night here on Wednesdays and came with a lot of fire and vim and vigor for helping people get through the pandemic safely and carefully. But she is commenting on a wide range of other discussions now, and I think that they're very, very important. Nicole, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin. So happy to be back.
That's it. I want to go to something that you put on Twitter that I found to be quite touching and just let you expound on it for a second. You did a Twitter reader poll this week for when doctors should give the news. And by the news, I mean a diagnosis for cancer. You and I have spoken about this in the past. My bride and I both lost our mothers to breast cancer. And I was trying to remember after reading your post as to whether or not our doctor did what you were discussing, but explain what you asked your readers to do.
Well, Kevin, the busiest days for me at work in the hospital regarding procedures, meaning the days that I do biopsies of suspicious lesions, are Mondays and Tuesdays. So I tend to get a lot of my pathology reports back Thursdays and Fridays. And for me, you know, when I get that Friday afternoon pathology report that comes back as a cancer, you know, I've always called the patients right away because my opinion has been that anxious, worried waiting is probably the worst thing possible. And so any way possible I can alleviate or shorten that time, that's what I do. But then I found myself thinking about it. This last week, particularly when I put up the Twitter poll, I had talked to this young woman while I was doing the biopsy to try and get her mind off of what was happening. And she was telling me how that weekend it was her father's 90th birthday and they were going to have a party and, you know, this celebratory event. And here I was Friday afternoon with the diagnosis of cancer. And so I found myself wondering, well, if I call her now, she's not going to have that jovial feeling at the party that following day. But if I don't call her now, she's going to wonder about it and be thinking about it all throughout the weekend. So what do I do? So I put up the poll on Twitter after I had already made my decision. I don't actually rely on Twitter to decide how I care for my patients.
Which some of your readers gave you a little bit of grief for, and I was like, come on, people, you got to know. She's not actually relying on you to do this. But
I thought that was actually pretty funny that people were like, if I were your patient, I would hate that you're asking us for our opinion. I'm like, of course, I don't respond because I never really engage in that.
Don't feed the haters, for sure. Yeah, go ahead.
I had already called the patient and told her, because it was of my opinion and the way that I had always been, to reduce the anxious waiting is the right thing to do. And she and I even talked about it, and she was very grateful that I called her. So the Twitter poll came back, you know, 80% said call Friday, a little less than 20 said Monday, but, you know, it just kind of reconfirmed that the majority of people would prefer the way that I already am doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've had a number of relatives that have had really bad diagnoses, not just with cancer, but some other issues in their lives. And I just have always thought, even since I was a little kid, you can tell good news at any time, right? I mean, it's never really too early or too late to let people know good things that happen. But I feel like with bad news, it's always beneficial for the person to be kind of rooted in reality. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but to be like dealing honestly with their circumstances, even if they're in the midst of a celebratory thing and they just got a bit of bad news. I just think from my own personal standpoint, I operate better if I know all the facts. drinks, you know, as they're laid out. However, you didn't say anything about the celebratory 95th birthday party, so that made me even think while you were telling the story right now. Well, I don't know. Maybe I would have let her enjoy that party. But since you talked about it, what was her observation about? How did she feel about the fact that you were trying to be sensitive about that?
Well, I said to her, I said, you know, I know that you have this big party tomorrow, and I was very honest and raw with her. I said, to be honest, I question whether I should call you right now with these results. However, I know if I were in the situation, I would prefer to get the call. And she just said, 100%, I'm so grateful you called me because now I can actually begin to process it.
Yeah.
And when you get a cancer diagnosis, you know, it's a level of grief. And so you have to go through the phases of grief, the denial, anger, bereavement, guilt, and acceptance. And so she could begin processing it. And so, and it's a good thing because the next day she actually was going to be surrounded by friends and family and people that love her.
Support. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that she was going to disclose her diagnosis at that party. In fact, I'm sure she didn't. But to know that she was surrounded by people, that's actually probably a good thing.
Do you think it has anything to do also with the degree of intensity that the diagnosis is? I mean, I know that there's different stages, and if it's a less lethal stage of the disease, does that matter in terms of whether or not you tell them the news?
It does not, because I can tell you that a cancer diagnosis, while there are varying degrees of types of cancers and aggressiveness, as well as the stage of the disease, you know, the message that I always convey to the people when I deliver a cancer diagnosis is, hey, we're going to take care of you. We've got this. This is what we do. We needed the diagnosis. The only reason we needed this diagnosis is so we know how to get rid of it and to treat you. And so there's no need in that moment to go into the nitty-gritty details of everything that it will entail. And that's what I said. I say, the next step is this. And we're not going to worry about step 2, 3, 4, 5 to 100 down the road. The only thing we're worrying about right now is your next step. Mm. And I always have their next appointment set up to discuss further details when I call them. So, and that's what I tell them to focus on.
Well, and for people that are listening, I need to remind them, if they are not currently in a situation where they're dealing with a loved one who has cancer or cancer themselves, that the therapies and the treatments have greatly improved. I mean, I'm 52. My mom was diagnosed when I was, I think, 17, and we lost her. No, she was diagnosed when I was 15, and we lost her when I was 18. And she had only been diagnosed to survive about 6 months from the time of her diagnosis. And she, even with some of the treatments that were available then, extended and kind of beat the doctor's predictions by a couple of years. I have to think that since 1970 or 1983, that this is a different world of cancer that we're dealing with now.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, of course, again, cancer is not one size fits all. There are thousands of different types, and all of them are treated differently, and each individual patient is different.
Yeah.
But many cancers these days are treated like a chronic illness, very different than what it was decades ago. For example, I have patients who have stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. That means it's either in their bones, it's somewhere outside of the breast and lymph nodes. It's gone to the liver, the bones, the brain. We have patients who are living for decades with this because of treatments. We have maintenance therapy. The goal no longer is to cure them because that's not possible at certain stages.
Right.
But they are able to survive and actually live a life where they have enjoyment. They're able to see their children graduate high school or graduate college or get married. They're able to retire and live out the retirement years. It's very different today as it was before. But again, not every cancer is the same. Of course, there are still some very devastating diagnoses that our research and resources have not necessarily caught up with the same way they have some of the more common cancers like breast, colon, and lung cancer. But we're working on it.
Yeah. Well, that's the good news. She's Dr. Nicole Sapphire, and we're going to keep her for another segment because we've got some news items to get to. But I just thought that everybody would be encouraged to hear the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting.
Steve Bannon, who was a key associate of former President Donald Trump and an influential figure on the American right, was convicted on Friday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. A jury found Bannon, 68, guilty of two misdemeanor counts for refusing to provide testimony or documents to the House of Representatives Select Committee. He's looking at 30 days to a year behind bars for each count and a fine of $100,000 to $100,000. He'll be sentenced in October.
We may have lost a battle here today, but we're not going to lose this war.
Independent truckers protesting California's new gig worker law blockaded California's third busiest seaport for the third straight day on Friday, delaying shipments at the state's top agricultural export hub and adding to U.S. supply chain headaches. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, for someone who has to give a lot of bad news to people, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, to me, continues to be an inspirational, cheerful figure in people's lives, and I certainly enjoy having her back on the show. She, a little more than a year and a half ago, helped us launch the weeknight edition of Radio Night Live and was the regular wellness contributor, and she still comes back as part of the Fox News Medical All-Star team that we feature here each week. And Dr. Nicole Sapphire, two-time best-selling author. You got to get her books. You got to read. You got to follow her on Twitter. You got to do all that stuff. But Dr. Sapphire, you made a very well. You've had a bit of a tangent on Twitter in recent weeks. You're not pleased with some of the public health officials that have been speaking out on kind of the nation's behalf of how we're handling different diseases. And just this week, you posted, just yesterday, actually, you just posted that the CDC is now 0-for-2 in their recent breakouts. Dr. Siegel was on the show not long ago talking about monkeypox and kind of how it's not really apples to apples what you could compare with COVID in terms of how it's being spread and how it's affecting the mass population. But there's still some dissatisfaction in terms of how the public health officials are handling it. Give me some insight on what's displeasing you and how you'd like to see it improved.
I don't know if it's been a tangent. When was the last time, Kevin, you heard me say that I was happy with the way CDC...
Okay, there you go. All right, I was being kind.
Let's keep things real here. I was very supportive in the beginning.
You were.
Made muck things up all along the way. But, you know, I agree with Dr. Siegel, my friend and colleague. It's not apples to apples, COVID to monkeypox. It's like apples to broccoli. They're very, very different. But at the end of the day, the CDC is tasked with being able to identify, treat, and contain infectious diseases, and they've done a terrible job with COVID and now also monkeypox. Now, monkeypox, again, is very different than SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID, and monkeypox is more of a sexually transmitted infection, or an STI, and it's largely being spread with male-to-male sex transmission. We saw this a lot in Europe. There was some large LGBTQ raves, and they saw an uptick of cases there. And in the United States, monkeypox, we had very few cases. It was probably underestimated because our testing capability, this may sound familiar from the early days of COVID, the testing capability wasn't there, and we were slow to the start. But then Pride Month happened, and rather than the CDC officials and local public health officials and all of the STI clinics raising the alarm and saying, hey, you have to be careful. This is spreading. They just continued to promote pride events with large congregated settings. And while the majority of cases of monkeypox is due to sexual transmission, it can also be transmitted from any sort of open sores. Some of these rashes, you get an open sore.
Okay.
They tend to be on the genitals, but you can get them anywhere. And a very rare but still possible way to transmit is respiratory. Now, it's not like COVID that is aerosolized and it's just kind of spreads out throughout an entire room. But if someone is hacking up a lung right in your face and they have monkeypox, you may get it that way. But you're not going to get it just by passing someone in a room or being in a car or anything like that. So they failed the message. The message should have been, this is a sexually transmitted infection. Anyone who has any sort of symptoms, you have to go and get tested. You have to get treated. But again, even if people were going to their doctor because they had some symptoms, they were being treated for other routine, more common STIs and not being identified as monkeypox. So therefore, it continued to spread.
So it feels to me like those of you in like the non-woke medical arena have some of the same frustrations with the CDC and the NIH that some of my military pundits, former military, former national security guys do with the top generals at the Pentagon. In other words, some of our top leadership kind of across the board is putting, I don't know, politics or popularity or not wanting to be argued with or thought poorly of by certain groups, as opposed to truly working on the public health or the public welfare of the American people. Am I missing that analogy? Is that relevant?
Well, it certainly is as it pertains to monkeypox, because it is, without a doubt, was being spread predominantly with male-to-male sexual relations. However, just like we saw with HIV decades ago, had a large amount of spread in homosexual populations, you know, then you actually have bisexual individuals or right. Men then go sleep with women, and then it just continues on. And HIV has become endemic in our community because we weren't able to stop it in the beginning. Here's the thing with monkeypox. We have a vaccine that could prevent it, and we have treatments. And by the way, and the good news is it's nothing like HIV in the sense that people aren't dying from monkeypox.
Right.
But it's continuing to spread. I mean, the last thing we need is another sexually transmitted infection. We have enough of them.
Yeah, no kidding there. Well, Dr. Sapphire, thank you for speaking out plainly and with the truth. NB Sapphire MD at Twitter. And make sure you pick up her book, Panic Attack, her most recent. Nicole, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
575 Orland.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right,
Kevin McCullough, you know, there's so many moving pieces to the news on a given week these days, and sometimes some of the smaller things that I don't have a chance to bring to your attention are often quite important. And that's why I'm grateful for my friends at places like townhall.com and thefederalist.com and other great outlets that write and provide a lot of editorial about what is in the news. And my friend Margot Cleveland rejoins us. She is a senior writer for The Federalist, and she's got her eye on a case that actually has some pretty big implications. Margot, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Who's Stefan Halper, and why does he matter?
So Stefan Halper has been a longtime confidential human source for the government, although I would assume he is no longer. And he was very much involved in the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. He actually served as a confidential human source and approached several individuals with the Trump campaign, including George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, and Trump's campaign co-chair as well. So he actually was very, very much involved in the supposed investigation into Russia collusion.
And there's a suit against him that's proceeding, and you're encouraging a federal judge not to toss that case out because it would put Stefan Halper on the stand to supposedly be cross-examined for what?
Well, the judge actually ruled on Friday, so she ruled from the bench. And we don't know yet if he's going to be on the stand, but we do know that by the case proceeding, it is going to have discovery. And that's going to be important because it will give some insight into what he told people during the witch hunt for Trump. So for your listeners, the backdrop here is it's a lawsuit by a British citizen who was born in Russia, and her name is Svetlana Lakova. And she is a PhD. She has a specialty in history and in Russia history. She was one of those collateral damages of people who were tarred when they were trying to bring down Trump. And she filed a lawsuit against Halper. Her first one was thrown out because the court said she waited too long. But then she filed a second one. She had a book all ready to go, and the publisher and the outlet were all set to do it. And then Halper's attorney sent a couple of nasty letters, and her book contract got dropped. So she sued under tort law for what's called a tortious interference with contract,
sure,
as well as defamation, because he was claiming that she lied. Well, she's a PhD. She's an author. If you lie, your reputation is damaged. And she said, no, I didn't lie. You're the one who is lying, and everything I said in this book is true. The book goes through the Russia collusion hoax, and it delves and focuses specifically on Stefan Halper because he was the one who pulled her into it by creating this story that she had had some sort of relationship with Michael Flynn.
Okay, so this was leverage that they were trying to use against people that they were putting the squeeze on.
So what you have here is, well, Halper told this to the FBI, and we know this because in January of 2021, they declassified it. So we don't know why he told the FBI that he thought that there was something shady about her and that she supposedly jumped into a cab and took a train with Flynn to London. But we know that didn't happen. And we know from these released notes that Halper said that it did. So that's where you got to wonder. But the thing that's key here for your listeners to keep in mind is just a few days after Halper told this to the FBI, the FBI opened a case on Michael Flynn. He was not part of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation with a separate investigation. It was Carter Page, it was Manafort, and it was Papadopoulos. But a few days after Helper made these allegations, then all of a sudden there's a case on Michael Flynn.
And that's when the FBI goes and pays him a visit.
And that, well, we know, well, that came a little bit later because this was back in, I think it was in August when Helper first started doing it. But as you're noting here is that that led to the events that gave the excuse to go and question Michael Flynn, which led to the, you know, the perjury trap, led to the indictment, led to Special Counsel Mueller threatening Flynn's son to get a plea agreement. So we know that if there was no investigation, none of that would happen. So, but Lana goes through all of this in her book, and Helper got the book quashed from the publishers, but she did self-publish it afterwards. So now the question is she going to be able to prevail against Helper? From a personal perspective, that matters to her. But I think it also matters to find out what happened, and that's where the rest of the country can very much benefit if we finally get some answers on Helper. This is something else your readers, and sorry, your listeners are going to want to remember. Helper was subpoenaed, but he never testified before Congress, even, you know, in the congressional committee.
Interesting. Yeah.
Why has Helper been out of this? Because he was very much entwined in the whole investigation.
Margo Cleveland, I am. I always learn things when I have you on, and I appreciate you going into such detail to help us understand why this is important. And friends, you got to go over to the Federalist and read this. It's really compelling stuff. Margo Cleveland, as always, thank you.
Great. Thanks so much, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Once again, please welcome back to the Music Spotlight stage, Carrie Underwood. Champagne, that's Carrie Underwood. Closing out Radio Night Live tonight, thank you for joining us. If you missed any of it, go to Salem News Channel for your video archive or get the podcast.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92 $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.